Welcome to our vernal equinox, spring equinox session, full moon, Mercury in retrograde. Anything else you need for transformation? I don't think so. I think we have it all on lockdown right now. There's a lot of stuff going on. And what I could have said, which is actually great to say for those of you who are going to watch the recording, and hi to everybody watching the recording. I talked to somebody in Atlanta this past weekend at the cacao and tobacco ceremonies who has only been able to watch the recordings. And I said, oh, I'm trying to remember to say hi. And she's like, I know, it's great. So hi to everybody watching the recording. And I want to mention, get a piece of paper and a pen. So everybody that's here live, get something to write with. I know, Spirit just told me to do this like 15 minutes ago. So y'all know how I roll. So I'm just going to give you a minute to do that. And now everybody's going to leave. Except for my trusty journalers who never leave without their pen and paper. I know who you are. that's funny. So, yeah, just a piece of, or a journal, piece of paper, pen, because I want y'all to be able to write some things down. I don't usually do this, but Spirit was mentioning to me before we got started. So that got everybody to leave their videos. Now you're all back. Great. So while everybody's gathering pen and paper, I'm just going to mention, I know you've gotten a lot of emails about it. I'm really excited about the upcoming retreat, April 5th through 7th. There's still room for any folks hopping in last minute. Well, there's still a handful of room. I don't want it to get too big. But yeah, there's definitely room for three or four more people, and Prama Institute is already preparing for us and putting together a meal plan and schedule, which is super yummy. They have the best food ever. And we're going to be focusing on your heart's desire, like your truest heart's desire, and what has been blocking you or impeding you from really manifesting and fully embodying your heart's desire. And one of the reasons I wanted to focus on this, particularly this time, is because it came up for me when I was in Peru on dieta. And I also want to mention that one of the reasons I don't come up with a name and a theme like months ahead, even though that probably would be better marketing, is that if I come up with a theme with you all in like December, by the time we do all these sessions and ceremonies that people are coming to and trainings and just life in general is happening for everybody and you're all doing your healing work, by the time we get to March, we're usually in a different energetic space than we were in December. So I kind of purposely wait till about a month before, and then I start asking Spirit. I always know some of the things we'll be doing, but it's a matter of how we'll focus that theme. And so when I was in Peru and talking to La Madre Ayahuasca and talking to the plant spirits, and they said, what's your heart's desire? I was like, well, what do you mean? Like, I feel like I'm really clear about what I want to manifest and the seeds that I'm planting. And I also realized I had this experience where I was really encouraging somebody to do something that I feel would be really great for them to do. And they feel good about it too. And then what I realized was I was so excited and so encouraging of them because it's something I want to do. And I was completely, it's not that they shouldn't be doing it. I think it'd be wonderful for them to do as well. But there was definitely this aspect of me focusing on it and being enthusiastic for that person, and not necessarily focusing on why I was so excited for them to do this, and really tracking the energy and getting honest with myself about where that enthusiasm came from. It doesn't mean if you're enthusiastic for somebody to do something that that's because you need to do it. But in this particular case, I thought, why isn't this person doing this? This would be so great. Oh, it would be so great. And then I started tracking the energy going, oh, I want to do this. Oh, this is part of why I keep getting so excited every time I talk to this person about it. So I recognized that when I tapped in with that energy, that was part of my heart's desire, maybe more than part of their heart's desire, and even though they'd be good at it. So just because somebody's good at something doesn't mean they want to do it, and or just because I'm good at something doesn't mean I want to do it or that I'm called to. But at the same time, it was just really an interesting reflection to recognize that I kept kind of telling this person, hey, I think it'd be great if you did this, do this, do this. And I went, but why am I not doing it? And so there was projection there, even in a positive, supportive way, it was projection. So that was really great to recognize if you're, sometimes we really are trying to empower people, other people, get them excited about something that in our heart, we would actually like to be doing. And I had not really considered that my heart's desire was to do that. So that was really good. Oh, you know what? I said considered and my phone heard Siri and she woke up and wanted to ask me what I needed. So let me turn her off. Well, that's funny. I was like, my phone started recording what I was saying because it heard the Siri part. That's a little creepy. Some things in Mercury retrograde are still working. Your phone spying on you is one of them. I digress. Let's refocus. So I really had some great connection and conversation with La Madre Ayahuasca and with the plant spirits and with the jungle and with the earth, with Pachamama around what is truly my heart's desire. I mean, I think at any point in your life, but especially as we're aging and we're getting older and we're recognizing life is precious and life isn't that long in the scheme of things. We have a pretty short life compared to like the billions of years this planet has been here. So what do I really want to be doing? How do I really want to feel? What would I really like to dream into being? And what are the stories of my life I want to manifest? So, and also as I've been sitting with advanced students and the 4-month training students and even mentorship students and sitting in private sessions and ceremonies, the theme that keeps coming up is people keep saying, I want to know what my gifts are. I want to really know what my gifts are. And that's surprises me sometimes when I feel like I've been working with people for so long that it's so easy for me to see their gifts, but they maybe still don't see it or aren't sure how to really manifest it into a tangible third dimensional thing. So that's also part of what we'll be focused on at the retreat, because it's important to have reflection and a sense of celebrating the gifts that you bring. And it's so much easier for us to see it in each other and often to see it in ourselves. So we'll be doing lots of cool stuff, but I just want to put that out there to explain why I don't come up with themes until closer to the date, and also some of what that means to focus on our heart's desire. And of course, the work that we're doing here is always about getting you more in touch with yourself and your guides and your heart's desire, what you would like to manifest, how you would like to manifest, how you want to feel, and really being able to fully embody your medicine, which I would call your gifts or your medicine, your magic, your sense of purpose and place in this physical experience. I feel like that's so important for people. So one thing I'd like you to do just in this moment is take a minute and look around at the room you're in. And if you're in your home, you're in this room all the time, but when was the last time you really just took a minute and looked around? Just like really look around and get a sense of where you are in time and space. As I'm doing that, I'm going to open the curtains because the sun went down. I've talked about this in trainings and in started talking about it in ceremonies in order to create a trauma-informed space, regardless of whether people feel like they've experienced trauma. A really wonderful way to ground is to just take a minute and look around at the space that you're in when you get there and ground yourself in that, especially if you're in a new place. A lot of times we go places and we just walk in and we don't really look around. We're kind of just in a tunnel vision. And I encourage people when they come here, when we did this in Atlanta, I said, hey, just take a minute and get your bearings in this new space that you've never been in before, or even if you have, reconnect with your space, because we just don't take time to do it. And especially when you're at home, it's easier to feel a little bit grounded at home, you know, because it's your comfort zone, your sacred space. But at the same time, it's nice to take a moment if you're feeling ungrounded, and you can literally ground yourself in time and space by taking in what's around you. So that's a very simple practice for people who are seeking to get more grounded and need some support with that. It's a very tangible way. It's also really great if you go to a new place, like if you're at the dentist and you're nervous and you're in the waiting room, just take a minute and look around and take in what's around you to ground yourself in the third dimensional time and space. It's that simple. So one of the reasons I wanted you to get some pen and paper for tonight is because it is definitely the time to start planting seeds. It's not time, at least here where I live, it's not time to put them in the ground. It's time to start creating your starts, right? So you're putting these seeds in a very, very lush soil where they will be babied and taken care of and nourished and nurtured until they get big enough that they can go live out in the garden. And this is the time to be doing that. And at the equinox, when the sun is exactly over top of the equator and that halfway point or midpoint, it's especially at the full moon and all of that, it's such a potent time to nourish the seeds of your heart's desire, whatever that is. And so I'd like to really start this, whether you're coming to the retreat or not, I'd really like to do this as a group. And I want you to just take a moment and sit with what you perceive, because we're going to journey and then you're going to see what you get in your journey as well. And but I want you to be writing down some things that you perceive as your heart's desire, how you'd like to feel, how you'd like to be in relationship with yourself, how you'd like to be in relationship with others, whether that's family or romantic partnership or work, doesn't matter. What would you like to manifest as far as work and what you do on the planet, your purpose on the planet, your gifts, your goals, your dreams? Where would you like to live? What do you want your scenery to be? Whatever your heart's desire is. And I'll just keep talking while you all are doing this. Not about anything too important, because I want you to be able to focus. But I really want you to be sitting with these are seeds. And then as we go into shamanic journey, I want you to be talking to your guides to really hone in on what is it you really want. Because it might be that you want to get your wisdom out into the world, but you don't know how to do that. And then we go shamanic journey and your guides show you how to do that. It might be that you just really want to feel calm and without anxiety, and you're not sure how to do that, but you can plant the seed, and we're going to go connect with your guides and get some support in shamanic journey, so that when you come out of shamanic journey, you can journal a bit more about some of the specifics you got. And also you can visualize yourself having already manifested these seeds that you're planting, so that you empower them to grow. So I'm very excited to see what everybody... I just realized I have to turn my phone back on in case Sandra needs to text me. So Siri, don't pay any attention to me. Oh, she didn't turn on. She's like, fine, got it. That's funny. Phones are funny. I actually had to get a new phone right before the retrograde, so it's been really interesting to figure out how to use it during the retrograde. I don't know about you all, but I was feeling really good with this retrograde and full moon and equinox and everything until about 3 days ago. And then I was just like, oh, alrighty then. And we really are, it's time to stir up the soil. You can't put seeds in the soil from last year. This is what's literally getting ready to happen in my garden. I have to till the soil. I have to amend the soil. I have to put new fresh soil, add that in there. I can't keep growing. Pardon me, I still have a bit of my Cusco cough. I can't keep growing plants in the same soil year after year after year, because the soil literally doesn't have the nutrients. And that's very symbolic for us. We can't keep growing in the same soil year after year after year, or we run out of energetic symbolic nutrients and nourishment for the things that we're growing. So it's important that your internal landscape is tilled, so to speak, and it's not always comfortable when that roto-rooter is coming in there, moving all the soil around so that you can add and amend and have fresh soil. And your personal amendments will be to your internal soil will be things like shamanic mentorship and yoga and meditation and new practices that you have. Maybe you have a new practice around a new diet, or whatever it is, whatever it is, playing music, being creative, whatever your practices are that you didn't have a year ago or 2 years ago, those are ways of amending your internal landscape, your internal garden. And even if it is a practice, like I have practices, like ceremony is a practice for me that I've been doing for years, but it's not the same as it was last year. It's very different. And each year it activates and it's more expansive and it's deeper. So even within some of the same practices, it's not the same. So this is part of, I feel like this time right now at the vernal equinox, the spring equinox, especially with Mercury in retrograde, and all that juicy Pisces energy that we have been soaking in. Everybody's so emotional. Welcome to my world. I'm a sun sign Pisces. That was my life for a long time and still can be, but I navigate it much better now. But we've been in these really Neptunian, I like that word. I don't know if it's a word, but you know, Neptune rules Pisces. And so we've been in this really deep under the ocean place with Mercury in retrograde leading to the equinox and this full super moon that we've got going on. So this is a great time of tilling the soil and excavating and getting the rocks out and getting out the things that are impeding any kind of flow or nourishment. And it's important to have this time. It's okay that it's a little uncomfortable, and it's been a little awkward and uncomfortable for me too. And yesterday especially, I was just like, oh, this day sucks. Wow. You know, but I was able to say that and laugh and reach out to a friend of mine who is a priestess and a witch. And she's teaching a lot right now because she teaches a lot at the equinoxes and all that kind of stuff. And I said, how's your day? And she's like, this day sucks. I'm like, okay, good. It's not just me, you know, and you may have had a great day yesterday. It just depends on, we're just all at different points in the energy and in the field and in that bit of a roller coaster that Mercury retrograde can lead us on. I personally feel that retrogrades are a great time to plant energetic seeds because everything has a sense of slowing down. And it's a great time to be internal. And these seeds that we're planting are incredibly internal right now because it's not time to put them out into the world yet. So even if it's something you're already doing that's out in the world, we're still planting seeds to activate that in a more expansive way. So I'm going to look and see if I can make this gallery view. It looks like everybody's finished writing. Great. So what I'd like to do now, put this back on speaker view because there's way too many boxes and I find it distracting. I want to look at what everybody's doing, watch your cats walk by, and then I forget what I'm doing. So drink a little water, stay hydrated. We're going to get through Freddie Mercury Gatorade, I promise. For those of you who didn't get the Gatorade joke, that Mercury Gatorade is sometimes what people call Mercury retrograde. On Saturday night, I think it was Saturday night, you got an email at like midnight saying we were going to have mentorship in 3 hours. And I happened to get this ding and looked at it and emailed Madison, who's a night bird, and said, Freddie Mercury retrograde, I am not doing a session at 3:30 in the morning. You need to, you know. And so that's why she sent out that email with the Gatorade, making a joke about that. And then people said, I don't understand the Gatorade. I was like, okay. So if you didn't understand the Gatorade reference, that was it. And, you know, that's the first time in 2 years you've gotten an email at midnight. They were meeting at 3 a.m. So I feel like we're doing good. Considering all the technological things that can happen, I feel like we're doing good. And I just want to give a shout out to Madison, who's still just amazing. So go ahead and get comfy. Find a place to sit down or lie down. If you're afraid you're going to fall asleep, you might not want to lie down, or you want to put your knees up so that you don't fall asleep. Oh, and before we go into journey, I forgot to mention, I'm setting up retreats to take people down to Peru late this year and early next year, if you want to come in, because the stuff coming up sooner is already filling up. But I'll keep you posted if you are interested in being on the email list to go down and work with Maestro, where I did plant dieta and do some plant dieta with us. You can even dieta with cacao, which is really cool. Then just shoot me or Madison an email and we'll put you on the list. Okay, I meant to mention that before. So go ahead and get comfy. Relax. We're going to do some journeying for a little bit. And I really want to take these seeds that you've written down, these intentions. And if your seeds are, I'm just going to wait and see what my seeds are. Yeah, that's not very proactive. So I like proactive when we're planting seeds. We don't just look at the dirt and go, whatever you want to grow and not put seeds in it, right? So, we want to be proactive. I would love for somebody here to do that though. Just put some soil in a thing and say, whatever you want to grow and show me, tell me what happens, because I'd be so curious if you could actually grow something out of that. But yeah, let's be really proactive about this and take these seeds to your guides, connect in with them, archangels, Munari, star beings, anything you want to connect with, ancestors. Let's get some support in really getting these seeds activated. So go ahead and get comfy and let's take some nice breaths into our belly. Giving big gratitude for the springtime that's coming. Big gratitude for the sunshine for those of you who live in the Asheville area. I thought we had moved to Seattle there for a while, so I'm really grateful for the sunshine. I just want to offer up gracias, gracias, Inti Taita del Sol. Thank you, sunshine. And just taking nice cleansing, grounding breaths into your belly, invoking the pillars of this temple, archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, Sandalphon, Metatron, Zadkiel, Melchizedek, San Germain, San Cipriano. Activating this temple grid space so that we are all together in medicine world, and each of you has these pillars, these archangels surrounding you as well, activating your temple grid space. And for those of you who have been practicing working with activating your grid, you're welcome to do that at this time. And just take a moment to activate the energetic grid of your personal body temple as well. Even if you're not sure what I mean, just do that in your own way. Just feel your body, your temple body, just lighting up and activating as pure love and pure medicine. And go ahead and find your portal door. Your portal door can be anything if you've never done this with me before. Just as long as you have a sense of closing it when you come back, make your way through that portal door into your sacred space. And even for those of you who've been journeying with me for years, just take a moment and acclimatize yourself. Really check in with your sacred space, just like you did with your physical space. Just look around in all directions, above and below, 360 degrees. What's there? What does it look like? How does it feel? Is it daytime or nighttime? Do you have a sense of it being warm there or cool like a spring morning? So really take a minute and connect with your sacred space in a very tangible, physical way. And of course, you're welcome to invite in your guides, ancestors, teachers in the seen and unseen realms, animal totems, plant totems, archangels, star beings, Minari. As you're connecting with your guides, energetically in your sacred imagination, show them your list, your seeds, these things that you sense are part of your heart's truest desire. It's only between you and them, so it's a very safe, sacred space to be super honest. Even if you don't think it makes sense or other people might laugh, this is totally your heart's truest desire. So be real honest with your guides. Ask them specifically to support you during this journey to help you see clarity and vision. how to move forward. You don't have to see how it's going to work, but how can you receive support to move forward with these beautiful dreams in your heart? And if you'd like, you can see yourself having manifested them within this journey. And just ask your guides for whatever it is you need. Do you need healing? Do you need clearing? Do you need guidance? Do you need all of the above? Whatever you get is perfect.
Nine, 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 nine Titan, Wherever you are in your journey, take a nice deep breath. Start making your way back to the area that you first stepped into when you're ready. Surrounding yourself with your guides. And I want you to find a beautiful spot right there in your sacred space and ask your guides to dig a hole. They can do it in a split second. And I want you to feel yourself as the seed. Just hop right into that hole. It's not scary, or maybe it is, depending on how you feel about being a seed and being birthed. But let them just gently cover you up. You're not too deep in there. You don't need to put the seed too deep. It just needs depth beneath you in order to create roots, to link in with Pachamama. So feel yourself under the earth. Pretend that you were a great seed. And feel the warmth of the earth. Feel how the rain comes and nourishes you, feeds you, and hydrates you. Feel how the sun shines down onto the soil, and you can feel it permeating through the soil and all that beautiful warmth, that vitamin D. And for a lot of you, this is where you are right now in certain parts of your journey, and that's okay. It's important to be internal and to allow yourself this chill time. That's actually a scientific term for the seeds being underneath the earth, and they need a certain amount of cool, chill time, and they need a certain amount of warmth. I just love that it's called chill time. And this is beautiful time, beautiful way to rest and receive nourishment and just be so deeply held as a seed that is ready to preparing to be reborn and burst forth. And then imagine yourself starting to sprout slowly, slowly up through the ground. Putting tiny little seedlings up above the earth, kind of checking it out. What's going on up there? And allowing the fullness of yourself to slowly come forth through the soil. Until what's beneath the earth is your deeply grounded roots, and what's above the earth is however you choose to birth yourself at this time in your life, this beautiful juncture. And then I want you to think of all those seeds that you wrote down on your piece of paper and just plant those seeds in your heart. Just take them one by one and place them in your heart, into the soil of your heart. To be very proactive that you are planting these seeds without expectation, with pure love and pure medicine for your highest and greatest good, knowing this will be for the highest and greatest good of all. And it's okay to just let those seeds in your heart have their chill time. Let them be internal. You don't have to tell anybody what they are. You don't have to obsess over them. And just activate your heart in such a way that you can feel your heart nourishing those seeds. Just giving them their time and their space to grow in the way that they feel called. Some seeds grow very quickly and some take months and months to germinate. Some seeds in our lives take years, but they're growing. So just let those seeds know how much you appreciate them and that you're giving them the time and space that they need. And ask your guides in their own way to somehow touch and link in with your heart to activate these seeds. Good. I can feel that. And trust yourself. Trust these seeds. Trust your self-love, your soil of self-love. When you're ready, you can tell your guides, thank you. Tell those beautiful seeds, thank you. Maybe even take a moment and tell yourself, thank you, and appreciate yourself for showing up, to wake up, to be reborn, to really activate and manifest in your life in a way that is just beyond words. Just take a moment to appreciate that you're taking the time to change your life in the most amazing ways. When you're ready, you can step back through your portal door. You're welcome to bring all of your guides with you and feel them circle up around you. Whenever you're ready, you can close that portal door behind you and gently open your eyes. I would encourage you to drink some water. It's good to, now that you've planted seeds, you've got to hydrate. So there's an article, somebody can probably find it, or I'll try to find it, that I read, that I'm not going to say it right or do it justice, but it's something about, I feel like it's DNA, but I could be using the wrong term, but I think a lot of you are going to have seen this and know what I'm talking about. They were talking about a seed actually has the blueprint within it of the plant or the flower or the tree that it's going to become. It doesn't have a seed blueprint. It has a blueprint of what it's going to become. So it's already in there, that DNA, that blueprint, that energetic is already within the seed, even though it's not a tree yet, even though it's not a flower yet, even though it's not a plant yet, it's already in there. It doesn't get that blueprint or that energetic or that DNA later. It's already in the seed. And there's a whole article about it. It's all sciencey and stuff. It's not just woo. So I feel like that's important to remember, that these seeds already carry the blueprint. They know how to grow. And one of the things I realized when I was in Peru, as I was doing this plant dieta and working with the tree diets and the trees that were in the ayahuasca, I was recognizing I planted the diets, plant a seed of those trees within me that I'm working with and that I'm learning from, that are healing me and teaching me and aligning my energy. So these seeds have energetically been planted, and it's important for me to nourish and nurture those seeds within me in order for the medicine to continue to grow and nourish and flourish and prosper and bloom and all of those things. So I realized when I was over there, that's part of why we do the 30-day post-dieta and why it's important for me to continue intentionally, even though some things will shift, but a lot of things I'm going to keep as a daily practice as far as what I put in my body and when I go to sleep and when I get up and how much time I'll be on social media and what I'm reading and what I'm watching. you know, when you're over there, you only read books that are of a spiritual nature or are nourishing to you. You're not reading, you know, romance speech novels or whatever while you're there, right? Nothing wrong with those, but that's not what you're doing while you're there. And it's the same thing. If I'm on Netflix, there's nothing wrong with Netflix and chill, but am I watching some really violent movie or am I watching something nourishing? So I realized these seeds have been planted from these trees, from this dieta, and it's up to me to nourish them. And now you've planted these seeds within yourself and it's up to you to nourish them. And all you have to do to nourish them is self-care and take care of yourself. Yes, if you have a certain goal, like you want to write a book, then you're going to want to start writing, right? But also be gentle with yourself. The writing comes in a more fluid way when it comes from nourishment and self-care and nurturing those seeds instead of grow, dang it, grow. You know, that nothing grows in that kind of environment in a good way. So really be, I know I'm using a lot of plant metaphors and garden metaphors, but they're so metaphoric and they're so symbolic of what we're doing. So be easy with yourself. Think of this in terms of if you just planted a seed in a little container that you're going to grow until it's big enough to actually go into the garden outside. I want you to be sitting with these seeds that you've planted in that way. And if your guides gave you something different, we're going to sign off and I want you to take a few minutes and, or if they gave you not something different, but even just advice or feedback or support on how to nourish these seeds and how to grow these seeds up, take a minute and journal that. And I really want you to hold on to this, put it on your altar, put it on your mesa, keep it somewhere where you'll remember, because I'd really love for you to look at this again in September. I think it's the 21st or the 22nd, 23rd, somewhere around there, where we have the next equinox. And so we're working with this balance of the moon, of the sun, of what we perceive as time. And this is the seed planting time. And then later in the summer, and even into September and sometimes into October is when we get to really reap the fruits of that and then determine how we want to nourish ourselves to replant again. You know, so it may not literally be that everything manifests in September, but I really believe that when you set the intention now for this vernal equinox and then the autumnal equinox, you check back in, you're going to see some shifts. And that's the biggest piece that people miss is they don't check back in. We do all this manifesting stuff. We write stuff down, we journal it, and then we don't necessarily go back and read it. Some of you might, but I know in the past, I would make all these manifestations, blah, 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 and then I would never see it again. And it wasn't until I started working with these phases of the moon, of the sun, of growth, of transformation of the earth, and then put that into the timeline of my own experience, and really set the intention, I'm going to look at this and at the autumn equinox, you know, at the fall equinox. Then I was able to see shifts. Then I was able to go, ooh, I planted that seed and that seed did not sprout. Interesting. And sometimes it's actually a seed I really didn't want to nourish and I didn't realize that I thought I wanted it. Or I plant a seed and I think it's going to be a daisy and it's a sunflower, because something I planted ended up looking a completely different way than I thought it would. And I get to see those shifts. And it's also important to celebrate what you have manifested, because maybe you don't have the 100% of what you've manifested, but you can see that you have 35 and you get to go, yes, because it's so easy to look at what we haven't manifested. But it's really important to celebrate the victories of what you have, because that's what empowers more to grow. You know, if I look at these little plants in my house and go, you're not big enough yet. You're not big enough yet. You're not big enough yet. I have a feeling they're not going to get very big. You know, so I talk to my plant babies and I'm talking to these seeds that I planted when I was on dieta. And this is really exciting that we're doing this together. If you want to share any of those seeds, I would wait. I would hold it for now. And I would at least wait until, you know, maybe a moon cycle. But you're welcome to share anything from your journey on the Facebook page, but I would hold your actual seeds of what you are planting in your heart for now. Personally, I know sometimes when we talk about stuff a lot, I'm going to do this. It disperses the energy. And there's a balance between manifesting it through I am, I invoke, this is happening, rock on, yes, and saying it as if it's already so. There's a difference between that and just telling everybody until you've dispersed the energy so much that it's kind of hard to actually keep the momentum going. I find that when I was working on a plant spirit totem book, I waited, it took me about a year to write it, but I waited about 6 months before I actually started sharing what I was working on. And that gave it enough seed time and germination time and chill time. That's a real scientific term. You can Google it. I think that's awesome. I love it. We all need chill time. But I had enough of that depth within it and enough rootedness that then I could start sharing and it didn't take the energy out. But if I felt like I was dispersing the energy too much, I just brought it back inward again. You might work differently, but I do find that sometimes people talk about it so much that it disperses the energy and it doesn't necessarily manifest as quickly or as deeply or as powerfully as they would like. And there's something to be said for holding things close in your heart for a little bit and really loving on them. Just like we don't take those seeds outside immediately, we let them be inside usually when they're in their little pots before they're ready to go outside. So I'm really excited. Even within the Mercury retrograde, I know this is all tilling the soil of what's coming. And it's just like when I went to the Dieta, it took me 2 days to get there instead of less than 24 hours. And I had to email my maestro and say, I'm so sorry. I mean, y'all, not everything that could possibly happen. I'm here alive. Give thanks. No complaints at all. However, lots of things happened that I could not have even imagined. I mean, I get to Lima and they're like, your flight doesn't exist. I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't exist? I bought a ticket for it, you know, stuff like that. And my maestro said, oh, the more challenges you have getting here, the better the Dieta. I was like, ooh, that's a good, okay. And because they see that over and over, that it's almost like the medicine's going, do you really want this? Do you really want this? And also churning everything and really getting you prepared because you're really like, you got to deal with all this ego and stress and whatever, and let's see how you're going to handle this and whatever it is. I do feel like it, with that attitude, it totally set me up for a really wonderful Dieta. And I feel like this Mercury retrograde's doing the same thing. And if you're not having a hard time, then your astrological chart is rocking for you right now. And that's great because I find most Mercury retrogrades don't affect me that much. Every once in a while, it'll hit my chart in a certain way. I'm just like, boom, when my head spins around and I'm like, I got it. Okay, I'll remember. So if you're having a great Mercury retrograde, that's awesome. Enjoy it. Hold space while the rest of us have all our stuff come up. Because that's what I do when other people are having a hard time and I'm having a good time. I mean, I feel like that's the way it works. We're not all in our poop all at the same time or there'd be nobody else to help pull us out. We support each other that way. But if you are finding this time for whatever reason, whether it's Mercury retrograde or just that time in your life or spring or whatever's going on, if you feel like the tilling of the soil is happening and it's feeling intense, I really believe that's because the soil is getting deeply churned so that you can plant, you know, amazing things. I truly believe that. So thank you all for being here. Thank you, Sandra, for hosting. And you can unmute everybody and we'll say good night and happy full moon, happy equinox.
Good night. Thank you, Bo.